evening. We are now in the days of Bein HaMetzorim, the days between Shivosa Betamos, what the Mishnah says about Shivosa Betamos, Huvko Ir, there was a breach in the city of Yerushalayim, and the end of the 3 weeks is Tisha B'Av, the day of Sreifas Beis Elokeinu of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. We find the Novi in the famous Nevuah of Yirmiyahu, the Haftorah of last week's Parsha. Vayi Dvar Hashem Elai Lemor, Mo Atoroye Yirmiyahu. What do you see, Yirmiyahu? For Oymar, says Yirmiyahu, I answered, Makel Shoket Aniroye. I see a rod of an almond tree. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Etavto Lirois, you so well, Kishoiket Ani al Devori la Soisoi. Like the almond blossoms, that's the way I will urge my word to carry it out. Rashi brings from Chazal, what is that? The special of the almond tree, Hashoket Hazeh, Mishas Chanitosoi, Ad Gmar Bishuloi, from the blossoming till the end of the ripening is Esrim Ve'echod Yoim, takes 21 days. Kaminian Yomim, like the days, the amount of the days, Shebin Shivosa Betamos, Sheboi Huvko Ir, between Shivosa Betamos and Tisha B'Av Shenizisra Rabais. These 21 days are presented by the blossoming of an almond tree. We have to understand, what is that for a marshal? A blossoming of a tree and the ripening of a tree. That's a positive thing. When we speak about a tree that develops and brings fruit, that's a positive thing. Does that fit to a development, to a time of 21 days between Shivosa Betamos and Tisha B'Av, like the 21 days that it takes between the Chanota of a fruit and the complete ripening of a fruit? How could you compare to one or the other? That's not a good muscle for a Churban Beis HaMikdash, ripening of a fruit. There is a famous Marshor in Bechoras. A lot of people know this Marshor. The Mora compares, says that it takes 21 days since the egg was laid and the chick was born, between the egg being laid and the chicken born. Like it takes 21 days for the fruit of the luz to ripen. Mishoinim and the Targumim, they say the fruit luz means the almond tree. So Chazal compared the developing of an egg 21 days to developing of the fruit of an almond tree. Later there is a Gemara. The Gemara speaks that the Chachmei Atuna from Athens, the wise people from Athens, so-called Chachomim from Athens, wanted to challenge the Amaruim, Rabbi Shua ben Hananya. And the Gemara mentions one thing that they challenged him. They told him one should bring him. They brought him two eggs. Eggs are white, obviously. And they told him which one is from a black hen and which one is from a white hen. You can recognize both eggs are the same. Which one is from a black hen, which one is from a white hen. So he brought them as a reply, three gvina, two cheeses, and he asked them, tell me, which one is from the black goat and which cheese is from the white goat? You wouldn't recognize either. What is that here for a challenging, that he tried to challenge Rabbi Shua ben Hananya with eggs from a black hen and a white hen, and he encountered them, and he answered, with two cheeses from a black goat and a white goat. The Marshal says the Meir Dikazach. Like we mentioned before, that an egg, it takes 21 days till the chick is born. There are twice 21 days in the Jewish calendar. There's a 21 days that we're speaking about now between Shavuos and Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. And there's 21 days of Slicho, Mechila, V'Kapora between Rosh Hashanah and Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah is the Gemar Hasima. So the Chachmei Atuna, the Chachomim of Athens, challenged Rav Shua ben Hananya. Have a look. You claim that the 21 days of Rosh Hashanah and Atil Hoshana Rabbah brings you Mechila, Slicho, V'Kapora, brings you all the benefits that one could only think about. Have a look. The egg. These 21 days are presented by the egg. The egg, that's the white hen. You claim that's the white hen. The egg of the black hen looks the same. The egg of the black hen, that is the 21 days of mourning between Shavuos and Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, it's punk the same. Don't claim, don't think that 21 days you work hard on Rosh Hashanah, Slicho, Mechila, V'Kapora, that has some benefit, it will have the same benefit as the 21 days as the eggs of the black hen. Exactly the same. So Rabbi Shua ben Hananya replies, he says, there are two goats in our calendar. Goats, Seir LaHashem and Seir LaAzazel from Yom HaKippurim. What happened with them is so different. One we could call a white goat. The white goat is the one who comes in to the Mikdash and is brought down to HaKadosh, is brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a carbon. People come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The black goat goes to a land of devastation, to Azazel. He's a black sheep, Kaputoi, Seir LaAzazel, black. And have a look. The result of both of them is white. Milk that is white, that produces white cheese. The Seir LaAzazel had a red thread. And when he was pushed down this mountain Azazel, the red thread turned white too. So it's the opposite. You want to tell me that the benefit of the 21 days after Rosh Hashanah is the same, the non-benefit is the same as between Shavuos Tammuz and Tisha B'Av? It's the opposite. The opposite is that what it looks like Azazel, a devastation, turns white, brings a kapara, and brings a benefit for Klal Yisrael, just as the white goat that is brought, Seir LaHashem, that is brought to the Beit HaMikdash. That means that the benefit of the 21 days between Shavuos and Tammuz and Tisha B'Av are exactly the same benefit for Klal Yisrael and the same aliyah for Klal Yisrael as the 21 days before between Rosh Hashanah and Hoshana Rabbah. That was the discussion here. That's the approach of Klal Yisrael. When Nochem look at Yisurim, at Soros, Ovadnu, they erase our name, they think we are lost. When Klal Yisrael takes times of hardship, they take it to purify themselves, to steig, to ripen, to grow, to develop. So if the Novi, so makel shoket, a ripening almond tree, a ripening, and that should represent the 3 weeks of Bein HaMetzorim. That means that in the 3 weeks, one could turn the 3 weeks into a process of ripening and developing and growth. And we find a lot of places where we see that the 3 weeks are considered in some way a preparation to the Yom HaNoah. There is Din Shulchan Aruch that the Be'er Hetev brings in Hilchot Rosh Hashanah, in Simetuf Kuf Pe'alef, he brings from the Shlo that was a minik as a preparation to Yomim Naruim to fast 40 Tanesim. V'amisanim arboim yom. Those who fast 40 days, kosaf shlo. So the shlo says, lahaschil miyudzayin betamuz, b'mefuzar. You can spread it out. From yudzayin betamuz to shivosa betamuz, you can start to fast. So for shivosa betamuz, start the preparation to Yomim Naruim. Another point we find, yes, the minhag Frankfurt and the minhag of a lot of Ashkenaz is that we start Birkei Avos in the Sfira time, that we understand Sfira is a time of tshuva, and we say Birkei Avos only till Shivosa Betamos, unlike other minhagim. So in the Divrei Kohelet says, because in Shivosa Betamos times, the length of the day gets shorter. That's why they took out the Birkei Avos, because the day are not so long anymore. However, in Neue Katzen Yosef, the Minyug of Frankfurt, he brings that the reason that is given why one says Birkei Avos during the seven weeks of Sfira, because it's a man of his Eurus for Tshuva, the Tam Ze Maspik Gamkein, Mashon Echoizrim, Vereimrim, Oysem, Ashivosa Betamos. Why does one say Pirkei Avos in Shivosa Betamos? Since Shivosa Betamos is day of Poronius, of a punishment. The royal Ahagdim. The right thing is, before Shivosa Betamos, his Eurus Halev, to be misoira, to wake up, Laos is Haskoma Beliboy, to make a firm decision in his heart, Lebal Yosef Ledavo Oit, we shouldn't have any more pain. So we made as a preparation for the 3 weeks, a preparation of tshuva for the 3 weeks, we should take the 3 weeks like Yom Naroim, like elevated days. I mean, before that we learn Musa, we learn Pirkei Avos, till comes the day of Shivosa Betamos. That is mentioned in Ekatzen Yosef. Besides that, it's famous, we find the Masechah Sofrim. Masechah Sofrim in one sentence connects, it said that the Haftoros, close to the Purunusa, the three Haftorahs of the 3 weeks, Shiva de Nechemta, the seven Haftorahs after Tisha B'Av, and then Tarte de Tufta, the two Haftorahs of Tshuva, that would be Shuva, Yisrael Ad Hashem Alekerb, Shabbos Tshuva, and others hold it as Dirshu, the Dirshu Hashem B'Motzoi of Tzom Gedalia. They all have different shittas regarding what's the pshat, but I'll call upon him, that's a connected a row of 12 Haftorahs, one after the other. So obviously, that's a connection. It starts with Purunusa, it goes to Nechama, and then it ends with Tshuva. So we understand very well the Makel Shoket, that here there's a ripening process. What is the message one could take? What is this message that one could be misoirer from these days of between Shivosa Betamos? And this message that we should develop and should ripen and we should reach some level because of them. In the Zmiras of Shabbos of Friday night, we say, Oyave Hashem, Hamechakim Bevinyan Ariel, those who love Hashem and who long who are waiting for the building of the Beis HaMikdosh, B'yom HaShabbos, when it comes Shabbos, Sisu V'Simcho, rejoice and be glad. Kim kabli matan achlir, like the day that you got Torah. Kamsu yechirchem kodesh, lift up in holiness your hands. The imru lokeil, and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and tell him, Baruch Hashem nosan menucho la'amo Yisrael. Blessed is Hashem who presented, not menucho tranquility, menucho means stability la'amo Yisrael. Stability, menucho. Amma Yisrael. What is that connected to the Erev Hashem who waiting for the Beis HaMikdosh? What is that connected to Shabbos? We understand Shabbos during the week a person has a lot of different occupations. These occupations might disconnect him from a kesher, from a connection, from a bond, from a knot with Kedusha. Comes the Shabbos, the Kedushas Shabbos, Torah was given on Shabbos. Shabbos is given to have time to learn Torah. It's b'yoyim haShabbos, shisho v'simcho. Those who are waiting for the Beis HaMikdash, they feel disconnected. They're not connected to Beis HaMikdash anymore, and that makes them sad. It comes to Shabbos, there they find the fulfillment. They can reconnect to Kedusha. Is Memela on Shabbos, they say, Baruch Hashem Nosan Menucha La'am Yisrael. With the Shabbos, you gave stability to Yisrael, you reconnected Yisrael to Kedusha. This Baruch Shleim HaMelech said it at the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdosh in Melochim. Shleim HaMelech said, Baruch Hashem Hashem Nosan Menucha La'am Yisrael. The Yisrael of Beis HaMikdosh is the Yisrael of Menucha. Menucha, not tranquility. There was a void in Beis HaMikdosh. And people had to travel to Jerusalem. Menucha of stability. The moment you connect to the Mikdosh, you're rooted, you're strong, you don't move, you're not blown away from one wind or from one direction to the other direction. Like Shabbos connects the people. Like Shabbos connects the people back to Kedusha. Like Shabbos gives stability to Yehudim who are busy with hard work during the week and might be disconnected. That's the Mikdash. The Mikdash is the pole that everybody looks at and everybody takes his chizuk from and everybody gets his stability from. Menucha v'nachlo, but the Mikdash is called Menucha. The Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in Parshas Truma, V'osu li mikdosh v'shochanti b'seichem. Who shall build for me a mikdosh, and I will dwell among them. So Chazal said, b'toichoy lo ne'emar, not I will dwell in the mikdosh. Ele b'toichoy, b'toichom, b'toichom, within them. B'toichoy shel kol echot ve'echot. Within every single person. So what does it mean? If there is a mikdosh, people connect to this mikdosh, so there's a direct channel between the mikdosh and every single Yehudi. So the Shekhinah dwells in every single Yehudi. That's the tachlis of the mikdosh. Because the Yehudi connects to the mikdosh. So the entire Kedusha that comes down to the Mikdash goes over to every single person of Klal Yisrael. Have a look. We say that every morning. In Shul every morning. In other places, Al Kaponim, where there's Kriya Satoira. The same idea. It may be the will of Avinu Shebashomayim L'choinen es Beis Chayenu. To establish the house of our life, to establish the Beis HaMikdosh. So what? Ulohoshi v'shchinoso b'soicheinu. And to bring back his shchina within us. Not like they translate usually, in our midst to be the Beis HaMikdosh. Within us. Also the Mikdosh v'shochanti b'soicham. B'soicho yishel kol echot v'echot. Within every single person. By building the Beis HaMikdosh, every Yehudi gets Kedusha in himself because he's connected to this Beis HaMikdosh. That is the Tachlis of the Mikdosh. The Tachlis of the Mikdosh is a channel where Kedusha comes down min HaShomayim and enters the heart of every single Yehudi. So if comes the time of Hufko Eir, that the city of Jerusalem gets a breach. What is the sign here? The Beis HaMikdosh makes only sense if Yehudim are connected to the Mikdosh. When Yehudim disconnect from the Mikdosh, only a building, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, that's not the purpose. Only an avoider, disconnected void from any content, only Chitzonius, an avoider without any Yirat Shomayim, without any connection to Kedusha, that doesn't make sense. The moment a breach starts, Hufko Eir, that's a sign that there's a breach in the connection between Klal Yisrael and the Mikdash. And when this breach develops, till it comes to a Choban, because it's a sign that a complete, it developed to be a complete disconnect between Klal Yisrael and the Mikdash. If there's disconnect, if the Mikdash remains a house of stones and animals, it's animals. So, why does it have a tachlis? Does it have some purpose? And I've normally roiziv chechem umar Hashem. So vati chelev mreim. I have enough. I don't need all that. Is a mela at the entire what happens, the development between Shivos Batamos and Tisha B'Av is a steady message, a steady learning process, a steady teaching for Klal Yisrael. Keep the connection. Restore the connection. That is the tachlis. So that is the message of these 3 weeks. The 3 weeks, mamash like Yomim Naroim, where people might be during the year, avonisechem mavdilim beini uveneichem, that averas lo yoleinu or mechatzitza interrupt, make a hepsik between the Kal Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Klal Yisrael. So come the Yomim Naroim to restore this connection. That's the same message. The same message of the so-called black sheep, of the so-called time of mourning. The same message is a message of ripening, of developing, taking the Shivosa Batamos as a awareness. Be aware, be afraid, be careful not to cause a breach between your connection, between you and Kedusha. And Chas V'Sholem, if the breach, you don't take care of it, it goes on, it develops, till a complete Chuban, because it's a complete disconnect. There's a famous chinuch. We mentioned that already once. We explained what is the idea of the mitzvah Vasa Behema, that every tenth is counted and every tenth is brought to the Mikdash. Person has to go up to Yerushalayim. The same idea of Ma'aser Sheni, that 4 of the 6 years one brings Ma'aser Sheni to Yerushalayim. The same idea of Netar Revai, Kerem Revai, the 4th year after the planting of these trees, of fruit trees, of a vineyard, you have to bring the fruit to Yerushalayim. What is the idea? So he says, people live far away from Yerushalayim, and they're busy with their daily work. It might cause that people will disconnect from Kedusha. So with Ma'aser Behema, or with Netar Revai, or with Ma'aser Sheni, there will be no family, there will not be any family that would not have one of his people who will go up to Yerushalayim to bring the Ma'aser Behema, to bring the Behema, or to bring the Ma'aser Sheni in the Netar Revai. In Yerushalayim, we will connect to the Mikdash, he will connect to the Sanhedrin, to the Torah, and his impressions he will bring back to his family. Where there will be no family in Klal Yisrael that will be void from Kedusha, void from Torah. Every family will be connected to the Mikdash, to one of his representatives that will go to Yerushalayim and bring back the Kedusha, the impressions of Yerushalayim to every single house. That is Mikdash. That is the message of Mikdash. For also in Mikdash, v'shochanti b'seichom, I will make a Mikdash, and through that I will dwell in every single heart of every single Yehudi. Within us to bring back this Shechina, so that it reestablishes Beis Chayenu, the house of our life, the Beis HaMikdash. That is a tremendous message. Like Yom Menorahim is a message of reconnecting. Is the 3 weeks as a message, be aware of breaches and reconnect to Kedusha. Wherever there is Kedusha, I want to be a part of, I'll be connected with. Wherever there's a Talmud Chacham, I want to connect. Wherever there's learning Torah, I want to connect. Wherever there's a mitzvah, I want to connect. And wherever there's the opposite, I want to disconnect. Chas v'Sholem, not to cause a breach. Because a breach doesn't remain a breach. If it's not taken care of, Chas v'Sholem, it's ripening, it's developing. But if it's taken care of, it's also ripening. Ripening in the right direction. Ripening as an aliyah. Ripening in the sense like the white she-goat of Yomim Naroim. The same idea. So the message of the 3 weeks is a message of Chizuk. The morning of the Avelos of the 3 weeks is a morning to be mechazikas. To be mechazikas, to reconnect to Kedusha. That's the idea, that's the ripening. So indeed, it's a makar shokait. It takes only 21 days. But it's a 21 days that we could make out of it a blossom out of a blossoming tree, a ripening fruit, and fruit is a positive thing. Like the 21 days, Yomim Neroim, between Rosh Hashanah and the Gemach Hasima of Hoshana Rabbah, is the 21 days of being careful from any breach, being aware that it's dangerous, a breach is dangerous. Hufko Ir. And with this awareness, with this Yiras Chet, with this connection to Kedusha, we are contributing to the next step, to building up a Mikdash. Instead, Chas V'Shalom, that a breach should be a reason for destroying from the Mikdash. That is the idea of the 3 weeks. And that is the Chizuk, the connection. The connection to Yomim Naroim, Tiloy Shana Rabbah. Now, and Shivoso Betamos. Shivoso Betamos starts the connection. Tlosa de Purunusa, Shiva de Nechemta, Tarte de Tiufta. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us to be Zeicha, to be in His Oira, to connect to Kedusha, to escape wherever there is a thing that doesn't smell well, that smells to the Hepech, the opposite of Kedusha, to escape, not to dwell with that, not to deal with that, not to be interested in that, not to be close to it. And wherever there's an aroma, a good smell of Kedusha, to run after it, to grab it, to connect to it. For also the Mikdash, the purpose of the Mikdash is the Shochanti Besoicham, that I will dwell within every single person of Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us to hear Psuras Tavas Mir Tashem, to be Zeicha, to connect to Kedusha. And He will bring down the Bayis, HaGodel VaKodesh. And this connection to Kedusha will provide us stability. Will not be blown away by every wind and by every strange hashkofa and by every strange fashion and by every strange behavior. If one is connected, he is the Menucha. Boch Asher Nosan Menucho LaAmo Yisrael. Have a good evening.